Welcome back to the Single Parent Podcast, Life as a Single Parent. I'm your host, Jasmine Kuza, and in this podcast, we dive into the unique challenges and charms of single parenthood. As a single parent myself, I will be sharing my own experiences and tackling topics close to many young single parents just like me. Stay tuned for this raw and real conversation. Now, today, we are going to be talking about dating with a cock blocker. And yes, I said it, a mini cock blocker, which are children. Now, dating with children, especially after an abusive relationship, is something a lot of people are very uncomfortable to talk about. But I'm here today to tell you it's okay to start dating after getting out an abusive relationship. Now, a little bit about me. My son's father was very abusive. We have a 20-year age gap. So I met him when I was 17, and he was like a 37-year-old man. And, like, at that age, I thought he was just, like, my whole life because, like, I'm over here in high school thinking it's so cool that this grown man is, like, paying attention to me and, like, taking me out and buying me whatever I want. But, like, as I got older and I had my son, I learned that, like, I really just don't want this life for me anymore. So, as I started, like, dating, I think, like, I didn't even date, like, after I had my son because I was just so trauma bonded and, like, so scared to date, and I just couldn't let go of his father because I thought, like, at the time I was in love with him still, but it really, that, like, abuse isn't love, it's just trauma. And one thing about narcissists is that they're able to trauma bond you and play with your emotions, so it's, like, harder to, like, let go from that relationship. So I don't know how I did it, but I think, like, time really heals the soul. And I think just, like, over time, as I got my body back and I started focusing on school more, I started focusing on being a mom more, I started getting, like, my groove back and started, like, realizing who I really am in life. And keep in mind, like, for all the women out there who just had kids, this really does have to do with men, but, like, for women, it takes our bodies, like, 2 to 3 years to heal physically and mentally, so you don't start to feel yourself until, like, years later because of our hormones. So that's just something I read off of this article. And I thought that was really interesting because it's been almost a year since my son's been born, and I feel, like, really better about myself, and I'm starting to put myself more out there and, like, just date a bunch of guys and, like, going out more. So I'm really excited about that. So the first thing in order to date after abuse is acknowledging the trauma. The importance of recognizing and processing the trauma before jumping into a new relationship. So you also want to discuss seeking professional help, like therapy, to address, like, any lingering emotional wounds. I had to seek therapy a lot, and I turned to my therapist, and, like, this is a very professional therapist, so they're able to, like, study the mind, give helpful advice, and I think my therapist really helped me in so many ways because we really got down to, like, the foundation of why I am the way I am. And truth is, I do have daddy issues, and I noticed myself, like, going after older men, or older men coming after me. I don't know. I attracted older men, and I still do to this day because, like, I have a situationship right now, and, like, he has 3 daughters, and he's 38. He's 38 years old, and I'm over here 23 years old, and I'm just like, what am I doing with him? But it's like, he's a situationship. I don't see myself having kids with him or being with him for a long time. He's just, like, somebody there who I just, like, I could do stuff with, and he buys me stuff, and yeah. So I'm still trying to figure that part of me out. But at least I can acknowledge it and acknowledge my trauma and my whole daddy issues, and just apply it to the real world and try to be better, you know? So that also you want to do is, like, self-care and healing. So, like, I want to emphasize the importance of, like, self-care. And, like, I want everybody to just, like, whether you're a man or a woman with a kid, like, focus on personal growth and healing. A lot of people turn to, like, religion or, like, spiritual aspects. And that's good. Like, I really, like, I'm open to like God and stuff like that, me being a religious person. So like during my time where it's just kind of like I had to like learn to break away from my son's father, I turned to God and like I healed through that as like time went on as well. And like it just like helped a lot. One important thing I also want to point out is rebuilding trust within somebody, because coming after an abusive relationship, whether a guy or a girl, it's very like traumatizing, and you may not always trust like the other person, like the new person. You always seem to like compare them to like your ex, and it's because like the reason why you're doing that is because you don't want to fall back into the same ways, like into the same hole you did before. And you have to like separate that person from your ex because it's not fair to the new person. And just realize that they're not those people, and they're a unique individual, and you have to learn to give people chances, and that's where trust comes in. So talk about the challenges and steps involved in rebuilding trust in others, and like I said, you can always go to a therapist for that. And like the importance of setting healthy boundaries and recognizing red flags. So for me, I definitely had to like recognize red flags, and they really be right in front of me. But like I don't know, I just don't listen sometimes. But like I think like my taste in men has gotten so different. I don't go after like street thugs anymore because my son's father, he's like for the streets. He's very like gangster, and like I don't know, like now that I'm 23, because I was 17 years old, I'm 23 now, and it's like my taste in men has totally changed, because I like nerdy guys with a bachelor's degree instead of, because like my baby father doesn't have any type of degree. He has a birth certificate, like that's the only thing he has. Like I don't even think he like finished high school. He probably did. I think he went to like a continuation school, but like that's not really important. But like still, like I really like nerdy guys who are like very educated, and like I'm not afraid to like date guys like that, because I used to think like, oh my God, these nerdy guys are like so like annoying and ugly and dumb. But in reality, those are the type of guys that really be treating you good. And yeah, so like learning how to set boundaries too, how to establish and maintain boundaries in new relationships is really like a good thing. But also communicating your needs and expectations clearly and confidently. And like for you to communicate, you really need to find a person who can comprehend your emotions and like comprehend like when you're talking to them, because some people can't comprehend what you're trying to talk to them about, and that's like an ultimate red flag right there. If you can't understand like where I'm coming from, then just like get out of my life. Like I don't need you, because I need somebody who's gonna understand me and like try to work things out instead of being like a little kid and immature. So yes, communication is key. Now, this is like one of the most important ones, is taking it slow, because when I met my son's father, like we were like friends with benefits. I don't even think we were like dating. Everything happened so fast. So when you're dating somebody, you really like dating is really cool because it's not a commitment. Like you can date them, go out several times, you have to feel them out. Importance of taking time to get to know someone before committing, guys. Okay? And like honestly, for me, when you're going out on the first date, you could already feel the vibes. And I've been on dates before with guys where it's just like by the first date, I already knew like they wasn't for me. And yeah. So I really like encourage like not to rush the process either, and to prioritize your well-being and that of your children, because keep in mind, there's a lot of people out there who are evil. And it's like I don't expose any guy. I don't think I've ever brought a guy around my child other than like my friends, like my guy friends. But like if I've been interested in a guy, like I don't think I've ever brought them around my child before, because like I don't want my son to get attached to these like random ass guys. And kids get attached easy, And sometimes like new people make some kids like uncomfortable, and I just don't want that. And like even like with his father, like even though his father doesn't have visitations, like I would just expect his dad to like not bring strangers around my son, but he probably will because he just brings random women inside his house all the time. So, like for me to think more of him, okay, I think I'm just like pushing the boundary a little more, but whatever. Co-parenting and dating. Well, like, I don't co-parent with my baby father because I have reasons. I have a court order, and he's just not a really good person. And I can talk all about that in like another episode. But yeah, he's just not a good person. But if you're a co-parent, like if you want co-parenting with your significant other, you gotta navigate co-parenting, lay down the line where the responsibilities start while dating again. And like for a lot of co-parents, like dating, you gotta learn how to introduce a new partner to your children and to your other co-parent. And you gotta know the importance of timing and sensitivity. So like if you're dating a new partner, for example, don't be introducing them to the new co-parent like so quick, because like that would annoy me. I know that would annoy a lot of people because you're just like, okay, like you're seeing somebody, but you barely like just started dating them. And like, what about the kid? You always want to put your kid first. And I know it's hard, but you always want to consider the other co-parents' feelings first too, because like there's still open wounds that you don't want to like open up even more. And I think for me personally, like get to know the person for like 3 or 4 months before you introduce them to the other co-parent and your children, because like you want to make sure it's like serious. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, like redefining relationship goals, like you want to reflect on what you want and need in a relationship post abuse. And I really like I was celibate for like a whole year after escaping from his dad. And yes, I say escaping because I escaped early in the morning, went to my mom's house, and I escaped his dad because that was just so abusive and just annoying. I cannot. You want to reflect on what you need in the relationship and shift focus from past experience to future aspirations and healthy dynamics. So what I did, because I like to journal a lot, I like to like make tables and charts on like on what I seek in a healthy relationship and just set goals for that, because like I noticed like my standards have gotten higher and my expectations have gotten lower, and I like really admire that about myself. I could see the growth in myself already, because when I was in a relationship with my son's father, it's like he's a narcissist, so I got tangled up in this like narcissistic web, and like I had to learn how to untangle myself from that. And you will eventually, because people don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's hard. It's really hard to learn how to date post abuse, or like not even post abuse, like if you left on good terms with your significant other. Like that's good, but it's also hard because it's like you guys aren't compatible anymore, but it's like you still have feelings there, and there's always gonna be that some type of feeling there because like that's your significant other, and it's like without them you wouldn't have your child. So that's just like comes with a bunch of emotions. And like when I was like dating this one, well, I wasn't even dating him. It was just like another situationship. I just was like comparing him to my baby father so much, but it's like I had to stop that. I even cried. Like when we slept together one night, I was like, I even cried. Like I cried so hard. Like after we did it, I ended up leaving his hotel room and never like speaking to him again because I was just like, nah, bro. Like I just felt like so helpless. I don't know why. I'm still trying to figure out why I felt so like sad, and I was sobbing after that. Maybe it's because, like, I don't know, dude. I was just in a bad space at that time. I'm still trying to figure it out. I'll bring that up to my therapist. But the last thing I want to talk about is a positive outlook in the end. By sharing my story, I just hope that you guys find successful and healthy relationships. And I just want you guys to like foster hope and resilience. So now for my Q&A, I put a poll up on Facebook again, and I told you guys to submit some questions. So here are some questions from Johanna. She asked, how did you know you were ready to start dating after your abusive relationship? Honestly, after I knew I started dating once I started feeling good, like my mindset just totally changed and I feel like I became like a new woman, if that makes sense. Like you know you're ready to date when your mind is different because there is like a point where it's like I wanted to date to like make my other co-parent jealous, but that like you don't want to make that your goal because it just makes you a bitter person and you want to be better person. So like mentally, I feel like you just know. And for me, like I got some kind of like spiritual awakening and like my body started to get better and like I said, like I said, just started feeling myself again like before I had a kid, you know? So Linda asked, what were some of the biggest challenges you faced when you started dating again? Honestly, the biggest challenges was like trying to find somebody who wasn't my baby father because like I knew what I wanted, but it's like for some reason I attract like the same type of men. But like the situationship I am in now, like I like it because like he's a nerd and I know he's like older, but it's like he cheats like he has daughters and he cheats them so well. And like that's something my baby father, like he was never there for any of his kids. But like when I see somebody like that, like a guy is just like, oh my God, like, you know? So, yeah, I think just trying to separate like my new guy from like my ex because it can be hard to do. And I think that's just me being like cautious too, which is not a bad thing. But yeah, that's just something hard I struggle with. But yeah, so that's it for the Q&A. Thank you for your questions. We covered a lot of topics in this podcast today. I mean, remember, you want to reflect on what you need in your relationship post abuse. It's not a bad thing to take your time before starting to date again. Take your time, reevaluate your life, and remember, talk about boundaries. Remember, boundaries are always good to have, especially in a new relationship. The importance of a support system and friends. And remember to share and communicate with your new partner what you expect. Make sure to be confident too. Thank you for tuning into the Single Parent Podcast, Navigating Life as a Single Parent. I hope today's episode provided valuable insights and support for your journey as a single parent. Remember, you guys aren't alone. And follow me on Facebook and Instagram at the Single Parent Podcast. Thank you.